This is Kite, Underground Writing's audio zine from the Skagit County Community Justice Center. I'm Cold and the Temperature Doesn't Change, by Poncho. I'm cold and the temperature doesn't change. I don't know if I'm getting sick or what. I can't wait to get out of this jail and county that has marked my life for bad. I keep my mind positive, keeping my thoughts to myself. I am playing chess with my celly, and I keep winning. I don't know if I should let him win or keep taking him to school. LOL. Today is my fourth week going to the Skagit Transit Authority. It keeps me very distracted to the reality that I'm going through. After the first lightning, where does the rain go? Zachary. They say good things are hard to make stay. But Mother Earth made everything this way. Sit here entranced as you watch the branches sway, lost in thought throughout the day, and I come to the conclusion that everything is made a certain type of way. "206" by Zachary. The rain was coming down hard and heavy. It was the kind that soaked your clothes and made you wet to the bone. But this type of rain never slowed us Seattle folks down. It was what we were used to. It's why you see crowds of people on the sidewalk all decked out in the most hip rain gear of the 2019 fashion world. I Will Ask Your Permission, by Victor, after Sherman Alexie's poem, After the First Lightning. I will ask your permission to weave a story from a red piece of fabric, tattered from many others, worn in by years of use. I am much more than a locked cell, card game for ramen, or a fight in cell Q105. I am music, many notes, love many friends, close family, freedom of mind and spirit, soul, untattered and unworn. I Will Ask for Your Ear, by Scripted Verses, after Sherman Alexie's poem, After the First Lightning. I will ask for your ear. From where does the journey of a fresh soul begin? As the outside scenes change like the dying wind, an eye opens. Now force is unbearable. The initial path and destination are no longer their choice. The Old Man, by Mario, after Adelia Prado's Lesson. It was a shadowy yard, walled high with stones. A walkway led to the vegetable garden. I occasionally would see my grandpa with a shovel and hoe, turning the soil for his next season of gardening. This was 2 years ago, coming this July. It's still vivid. The video in my head. Now I close my eyes and I can still see him as if it was yesterday. Alcoholism, by Mario. Lots of time wasted behind bars, jails, and cantinas. Which am I talking about? Let me give you some clues. Both have taken me to deep thoughts. Some good filled with happiness, but only temporarily. The other is behind bars, just me and my thoughts filled with regrets. New people just making me think back on the stupid actions that I chose to do. I want to leave it in the past, not to forget, but so it can help me out of the spots I don't want to go back to. A Day So Happy, by Mario, after Shezwa Miwo's A Gift. Driving the back roads alone with a cigar, I'm glad I heard the voices that said, "You've done it all." Where am I headed? What do I want to accomplish? Well, I want to see my kids graduate, get married, have my grandchildren over, sitting by the Christmas tree, having the house full of laughter, kids running around breaking things. I'm glad I stayed strong from this moment on. I Want My Story to Be About You, by Jeff, after Sherman Alexie's After the First Lightning. I want my story to be about you, shaved of permission. Neither of us safe, frozen under the river, always contorting visions of what is real and what is fake, never and forever. I Flirt with the Idea, by Jeff. I flirt with the idea that I've always been lied to. I'm never going to just believe in facts that I cannot touch. The earth we live on is far too weird for all that. Why would I think the way I do, and how is it possible that no matter what, no one can defy the great magnet? I must be filthy to gain purity. I must feel the agony of defeat to understand the thrill of victory. It Was a Shadowy Yard, by Anonymous, after Adelia Prado, Lesson. It was a shadowy yard, walled high with stones. The wind blows past me from east to west, not knowing where it will finally end. Maybe to places I've never been, for I will see where before my time, following it to the earth ends, is where I'll finally lay my head. Thinking back at the shadowy yard, surrounded not by walled high stones, to call this open place my home. I started this week thinking I was going to get out today, by Anonymous. I started this week thinking I was going to get out today, but fate had other plans for me. Monday I found out I would be here for another 3 days. It's not a whole lot, but in here it feels that way. I had originally thought my extra time would have started on Tuesday when I had court, meaning I would be out Thursday. But come to find out, it will start today, Wednesday, the 30th, at 4 p.m. That was when I was going to leave. So now I am here until Saturday, the 2nd of February. I realize a lot of people here are going to be here a lot longer than me, and I really shouldn't be complaining. But to me, it feels like the days are dragging on, making things go much slower than when I first got here. I've been here for a little over 2 weeks, and I've come to realize I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. Not just the one that got me here, but ones that I do on a daily basis, things I am not proud of. I do things knowing I shouldn't, and that all I am doing is hurting the people that actually care about me.